Malachos in Yom HaKippurim in order for them not to get the impression that you could do Malachos in Yom HaKippurim. So that's why he reads Ach Ba'asar. So the Gemara says, Vayter, again, five lines from the bottom on Samach Tesam Beis, Urim Minhi, Medalgin B'Navi Ve'in Medalgin B'Torah. Doesn't it say that you're allowed to skip around in Navi, but you're not allowed to skip around in the Torah? So how could it be that he skips to Ach Ba'asar Shebuchumash HaPikudim? That's skipping around in the Torah. So says Gemara Lo Kasha. First attempted answer is, Kan B'Kadei She'yafsik HaTurgaman, Kan B'Kadei She'lo Yafsik HaTurgaman. It depends how long of a break he's going to make. Does he wait for longer than it takes for the Turgaman to be mitargim the words that he has just read? So when we say ein medalgin, that's in part that you're not allowed to skip around. That's if you're skipping to a place that's so far away that there's going to be a lag after the Torgumon is finished before you found the new place that you want to read from. So that's the idea of ein medalgin b'Torah. But you are allowed to be medalgin in the Torah when the Torgumon is going to be able to. So when you're going to be able to be ready to read as soon as the Torgman finishes. So says Gemara, that can't be the answer. V'halakatani, medalgim b'navi, vein medalgim b'torah. But it says that medalgim b'navi, and we're not medalig b'torah, v'ad kama medalig, and how much can we be medalig b'navi? B'kadesh lo yafsika Torgman. Only as much as the Torgman is going to fill in the blanks. Ha-b'torah klal klalo, but the impression that you get is that from in the Torah, you're not allowed to skip at all. In Navi, we have that qualification, that if the Torgman is going to fill in the blank time, then you're allowed to be medalig. But in Torah, there's no dilug at all, there's no skipping around at all in Torah. So says Gemara's second answer, Amar Abai lo kasha, kan b'inyan echad, kan b'shnei inyanim. It depends whether it's you're reading one inyan or two inyanim. So over here, where it's inyan echad, the two parshiyos speak about Yom HaKippurim, so we're allowed to skip around b'inyan echad. But b'shnei inyanim, to skip from one part of the Torah to another part of the Torah, on two totally different topics, that we're not allowed to do. Vatanya, and this Vatanya Rashi points out, is Benichusa. This is not a Kasha, the Gemara says Vatanya, and to prove this point, that when it's Be'inyan Echad, you're allowed to skip around, when it's B'Shnei Inyanim, you're not, it says in the Braisa, Medalgin B'Torah Be'inyan Echad, you're allowed to be Medalig in the Torah, you're allowed to skip around in the Torah, when it's Be'inyan Echad, or B'Navi B'Shnei Inyanim, and in Navi, we even allow skipping around in two Inyanim, but whenever you skip around, it's only if the Torgamon is going to be able to fill in the blanks. But even within Navi, where we are a little more permissive about skipping around, again, because we saw in Navi, you're allowed to be medalig more so than you are in Torah, because you're allowed to be medalig in Shnei and Yanim in the Navi. So even in the Navi, where we allow you to skip a little more, you're not allowed to skip from one Navi to another Navi. You're not allowed to go from one Sefer in Navi to another Sefer in Navi. Ubenavi shel shneimasar medalgin, but in the Navi of treyasar, you are allowed to go from one book to the other. Ovlevad shlo yedaleg misof hasefer lithchilaso, as long as you don't skip from one book to the from the end of the book to the beginning of the book. Tosos points out over here, ein lefarish misof treyasar lithchilaso dimken afilu mitchilaso lesof anamilo da'inu b'kadesh sheyafsek haTorgman. It can't mean from the end of treyasar to the beginning of treyasar, because that's too much time. That's kadesh sheyafsek Torgman. What it means to say is not just from the very end to the very beginning. It means you're not allowed to go backwards. You're not allowed to go the mafreya at all when you're reading from the Navi, when you're reading from Treyasar. So the Rav Yah writes that which we have the minhag, that when we read Vayichal on Tainas Sibor, that we are medalig in the Kriya, is because that's Ben Gavra LeGavra, and the Sibor is not going to wait, is not going to have to wait, so it's not going to be a tircha de tzibura to wait when we skip around bin gavra legavra in our kriya in the Tainas Tzibur. Mishabura and Simkuf Memdalit Sifkat Nvav says that nowadays, where Rova Makomos, there is no Meturgaman, there's no one being Metargim, and the Haftaros that we read are all written on separate Klapim or in Chumashim, so it's easy to mark off where you need to read from and to find the next spot that you're reading from, so that Tzibur wouldn't have to wait anyway. So we're medali giving me Navi Lunavi. When we read Haftorah, we're allowed to be medali me Navi Lunavi, because it's very easy for us to find in the Haftorah books, or to find where exactly we're supposed to read from. It doesn't always seem so easy, mm-hmm. but it's I guess easier than it used to be to find where we need to read from. Okay, the Golol Sefer Torah. The Mishnah said he's Golol the Sefer Torah. So the Kol Kach Lama. Why do we have to be Golo of the Sefer Torah? Meaning, it says after he's Golo of the Sefer Torah, after he rolls it up, he says that Yosin Masha Karasi Kan Kosov Kan, that more than I've read is actually written over here. So why does he have to say that? That's in order not to be motzilaz on the Sefer Torah, that people shouldn't think that there's something wrong with the Sefer Torah, that it's chaser, that it's missing one of the parshios, because after all, he read one of the parshios balpeh. Maybe he had to read it balpeh because it wasn't written there in the Sefer Torah. So in order not to be motzilaz, he would have to say, more than what I read is actually written over here. The Rashash raises the question, what does that help to say Yosef Masha Karasi? People will still think that this parsha is missing from the Sefer Torah. Yeah, there may be more there, but he didn't say that this parsha is there. So Rashash says Yoser Mima Shekarisi means not Yoser Mima more than I read. Yoser more of Mima Shekarisi of the topic that I read. Kosov Khan is written here. So he's specifically referring to the parsha that he read Balpeh. That he's saying that's what was written there. So the Rashash understands. So Uba Asher Shel Chumash Abikudim Kore Alpeh. Fourth line from the top, and Asher Shebichumash Abikudim, he reads that Bal Peh. So again, we discussed a little bit on the Mishnah. Maybe some other time we could discuss in more detail. But the Kasha that all the Rishonim asked, Tos Rishonim raises it over here. The Gemara Maseches Gittin tells us Dvarim Shebichsav. Iyata Rashi Lomran Bal Peh, that things that are written Bichsav, things that are part of Torah Shebichsav, it's Asur to say Torah Shebichsav Bal Peh. So how is he allowed to read it Bal Peh? So Tosfos Shalom says that when we say Dvarim Shebichsav, Iyata Rashi Lomran Bal Peh, that's only mitzvah min amuvchar, that you should read it from the Ksav. But over here, where there's going to be a Tircha de Tzibur if he reads it from the Ksav, because he has to be Golel, so they were Mesakin to be Kore Bal Peh. The Riva suggests that since he's reading the Seder Ayom of Yom Kippurim, it's like Tfilas Musaf, that you're allowed to read Al Peh, because it's Sidur Shel Yom, it's like reading Tfilas Musaf. The Mishnah Berurah writes, in Simon Mem Tes of Katan Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah writes that someone who's Dorish Barabim, and it's difficult for him to take out a Chumash and to read every Pasuk that he's quoting, because a person says a drasha, he's going to be quoting many psukim. So Mishnah Berurah says he's allowed to say those psukim bal peh mipnei kavarat tzibur. And his raya is from our Tosfos Yeshanim that you're right. There is generally an issue, you're not allowed to say psukim bal peh. But if the whole tzibur is going to be sitting there waiting for you, you don't have to go finding your place in the chumash every time you want to quote a pasuk and keep the whole tzibur waiting. You should keep the drasha moving without having to delay in order for you to be able to read it out of a chumash. Says Gemara, my niglo the nikri, why would it be kari bal peh? Why don't we just roll the Sefer Torah to where it needs to be and read it from there? So Amar Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua, Amar Rav Sheshes, l'fi she'in golol in Sefer Torah b'tzibur, m'nei kavod tzibur. That we aren't golol the Sefer Torah in the tzibur because of the issue of kavod tzibur. So for the sake of kavod tzibur, we're not going to make the whole tzibur wait while we are golol the Sefer Torah. The Magen Avraham in Kuf Mem Dal Sif Katan Zayin asks on the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch over there. Shulchan Aruch says that if there's only one Sefer Torah, you're allowed to roll the Sefer Torah and you don't have to worry about Kavarat Sibur. So he says, what do you mean? It's against the Gemara over here. Our Gemara says if there's since you have to worry about Kavarat Sibur, we're not going to the Sefer Torah. We'd rather read Bal Peh then we go to the Sefer Torah. Shulchan Aruch Paskins not that way. Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Shul, when we only have one Sefer Torah, but we have a Maftir from a different part of the Torah, that we can be Golol the Sefer Torah, that we don't read Bal Peh or skip the Maftir or anything like that. So it's against our Gemara. So the Magen Avraham answers that it could be that it's Dafka by the Kohen Gadol, that we're Choshish for the Kavarat Tzibur, because look who the Tzibur was. It was all of Klal Yisrael, and all of Klal Yisrael is not going to be Mochel, but in Beis HaKnesses, where there's a limited number of people, so Mestama, that limited number of people, is going to be Mochel. Machsa Shekel on the Magen Avraham over there says, hey, he doesn't understand, how can you say in Beis HaKnesses, Mestama, people are Mochel? have you ever been to a shul? No one's mochel. No, it's not his kasha. But he says, how could it be that people are mochel? Shulchan Aruch paskins the siman nun gimel sivav that it doesn't help for the tzibur to be mochel on its kavod when the inyan that it's discussing over there is a shliach tzibur who needs to be a person of a certain stature. Nismali zukeno, he has to be old enough that his beard grows in properly. So for the kavod at tzibur, and it doesn't help that the tzibur is not allowed to be mochel on something like that. So how can you, Magen Avraham, say over here the tzibur is allowed to be mochel when it comes to who the shliach tzibur is? The tzibur is not allowed to be mochel. So Machsa Shekel says maybe their mechila doesn't work by the shliach tzibur because it's nogea to how they're relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning the kavod tzibur is not just about their kavod, it's who they choose to be their shliach to represent them to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if it's just about the tzibur themselves and just about how much time they're going to waste standing around waiting, so that they do have the right to be mochel. Maybe something like that, they can be mochel. Rav Eliashiv in his Ha'aros says a different answer. He says a different answer than the Magen Avraham as to why the halacha in Shulchan Aruch is that we are golel l'sefer Torah, whereas in our Gemara they're not golel. They'd rather, for the kavod tzibur, they'd rather read a balpeh. It says by the Kohen Gadol, we're talking about being koveya the takana of how to do the kriya of the Kohen Gadol. So we're trying to figure out: is it better to have the tzibur wait and read from inside the Torah, or is it better to do a balpeh and not have the tzibur wait? So when we determine what the best thing to do is, kavod tzibur wins, and we say better not to have the tzibur wait, better to do a balpeh. In the way we lay in shul, we take out multiple sefrei Torah when we have a maftir from somewhere else. So the takana was to not make the tzibur wait and to read from inside. So, but the yikar takana sakriya was to be kori mitoch haksav. That was the takana. For kavod tzibur, we're not going to change an existing takana. There's a difference between making that takana in the first place. So when kavod tzibur educates how we make the takana, that's what's going on in our Gemara. But once the takana is already made to be kari mitoch haksav, so then you're not gonna undo the takana. You're not gonna go against the takana for the sake of kavod tzibur. Says the Gemara, v'naisi achrina v'nikri. So why didn't the Mishnah think of what we do in our shuls when we have a maftir from a different section? We take out a second sefer. So why couldn't they take out a second sefer? So Gemara has two answers. Rafuna bar Yudah Amar Mishum Pagamo Shal Rishon, that it would be disrespectful to the first sefer Torah. People will think that it's chaser, that it's missing something, and that's why they had to take out a second sefer Torah. Reish Lakish Amar Mishum Bracha Shein Etzricha. Reish Lakish says, no, it's a problem of a bracha Shein Etzricha, because you're going to have to make a new bracha on the second sefer Torah, and we don't want to have to make a new bracha on the second sefer Torah. It's an unnecessary bracha. Is a machlokas in the Rishonim whether the din of bracha shein etzricha is a din d'rabbanan or a din d'oraisa. It's discussed by the Nosei Kelim in Siman Reish Tesvav in Orach Chaim. Magen Avraham tries to be machiach that it's a din min haTorah, that it's an isser min haTorah to make a bracha shein etzricha. Chachma Shlomo tries to show that it's an isser mid'rabbanan. The Magen Avraham in Reish Tesvav quotes a chiddush of the Shla Kadosh. The Shla Kadosh says that since we have a chiyuv to say mea brachos every single day, and on Shabbos it's very hard to get to 100 brachos because our Shemoneh Esrei are only 7 brachos, they're not Shemoneh Esrei brachos. So on Shabbos you're allowed to make a bracha shein etzricha. If they bring you peros b'toch ha-suda, you can leave them over till after the suda, so you'll be chayv to make a bracha on them. All these sorts of things, you could create a situation where you'll have to make more brachos. So Magen Avraham says it's against our Gemara. Yom Kippur also, they were missing a lot of brachos, and still we see that bracha shein etzricha is a problem, that we didn't, Dafka didn't take out a second sefer because we were worried about that being a problem of bracha shein etzricha. So the Binyan Shlomo, he says, not such a raya. Who says they were missing brachos in Yom HaKippurim? We're missing brachos in Yom HaKippurim. Kohen Gadol had plenty of brachos. Mistama, every avodah he did is a mitzvah, and every mitzvah requires a bracha. Unless you have a reason not to say a bracha on a mitzvah, the assumption is that you make a bracha on every mitzvah. So he's probably saying brachos all day long. He was saying brachos probably before every single avodah. He didn't need any more brachos, so that's why we're worried about bracha shein etzricha. But maybe somebody's trying to be mashlamei brachos, and Achinami is allowed to cause himself to say brachos shein etzricha. That's a discussion that we showed him exactly how many brachos did he say. Was it only on the big avodos? That's what the Mishnah Melech tries to quote to the Ramban, that the Kohen is mevarech on every single avoda, but says that people are medayik in the Rambam that he's only mevarech on avoda gedola. So the Mishnah Melech says, and what's an avoda gedola? What's an avoda katana? Okay, you got to work on that. You got to figure out which of the avodas are considered the big ones and which ones are considered the small ones. But that's the din of the Kohen, so the Kohen Gadol saying the bracha. That's the issue over here of bracha she'ina tzricha, that we don't want him to make a bracha that's unnecessary. It's interesting, the Rambam leaves that reason out. He only says the issue of pagama shel rishon. He doesn't say the issue of bracha she'ina tzricha. So the Bach wonders, why would he leave out shitas reish lakish? And especially according to the Magen Avraham, that the Rambam holds bracha she'ina tzricha as nisudar raisa. So if you're dealing with a real problem midaraisa, pagama shel rishon is not a problem midaraisa. Bracha she'ina tzricha, according to the Rambam, the way the Magen Avraham understands, is a problem daraisa. So I ask the Bach, I don't understand, how could the Rambam not quote the bracha she'ina tzricha problem? So he says, maybe the Rambam held that it's not a bracha she'ina tzricha, that it could be that you could bring the second Torah out at the same time that you bring the first Torah out, and then it would not have required its own separate bracha, because they both would have been in front of you at the time that you're saying the bracha, and then you could have avoided the whole issue of bracha she'ina tzricha. So he's got problems with Reish Lakish's opinion, and therefore he didn't quote Reish Lakish's opinion. Okay, so that's the two explanations of why we don't just bring out a second Sefer. Says Gemara, Michai Shilin LePegama, are we really worried about the Pegam of the Rishon, of the first Sefer Torah? V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Rosh Chodesh Teves Shechalios B'Shabbos. What happens when Rosh Chodesh Teves falls on Shabbos? Keep in mind, Rosh Chodesh Teves is the middle of Chanukah, so if you have Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah and Shabbos all at the same time, then so that's when you say, when you read everything in the Bencher, you don't skip anything. You go Al Anisim and Ritzay and Yalavia, so everything. So when it falls on Shabbos, Mavin Shalosh Torah, so you bring out three Sifrei Torah, the current Achas bin Yanosh Shal Yom, Va'achas Shal Rosh Chodesh, Va'achas Shal Chanukah, and one you read in Yanosh Shal Yom, and one you read Rosh Chodesh, and one you read Chanukah. So you see that we're not worried about Pagama Shal anything. We're bringing out three Sifrei Torah, and Sigmar Tfasa Gavri, but Tfasa Sifrei Leka Pagama. When you're calling three different people to the Torah, that's not a concern of Pagam. Chad Gavra betray Sifri Ika Pagama. But if you have one guy reading from two Sifrei Torah, that's going to be a Pagam. So in our shuls, when we have multiple Sifrei Torah, when we have multiple parshiyos to read, we always take out more than one Sefer Torah, whether it be two in a normal situation or three in the Rosh Chodesh Teves Shechalios B'Shabbos. So we'll take out multiple Sifrei Torah. But the Kohen Gadol is only one Kohen Gadol. He's got to read all the parshiyos. So since he has to read all these different parshiyos, it would be a Pagam to put away the Sefer Torah. Umavarich ala shmona brachos. We then said in the Mishnah that the Kohen Gadol says eight brachos. So Tana Rabbanan ala Torah kederek shemavarchem beis haKnesses. The bracha ala Torah is the same way he would make the bracha in the same way we would say the bracha in the beis haKnesses. No chiddush in the type of bracha that it was. Ala avoda v'al ha'odah v'al nechilas avon kitikna. Also, like we say them in tefillah. These are the regular brachos. Ala mikdash b'fnei atzmo, then mikdash was its own bracha. Val kohanim b'fnei atzmo, a separate bracha for kohanim. Val yisrael b'fnei atzmo, val shar tefila. And so these were the various brachos that he would say. Tan rabbanim v'shar tefila rina tchina b'kashem l'fenecha al amcha yisrael shetzrichim lihivasha v'chosu b'shamei tefila. So this was the nusach of how he would say the bracha, that he would say that klal yisrael needs salvation, and he would finish off with shamei tefila. Maybe Sefer Torah mipeso, and then afterwards, what's the next step? Kohen Gadol finishes reading, and he says these eight brachos. Next step is everyone takes out the Sefer Torah that they had brought from their own homes. Keep in mind, everybody had a Sefer Torah, assuming they fulfilled all Taryag mitzvahs, because mitzvah number 613 is to write your own Sefer Torah. So it was a mitzvah that was out of style for many years, that caused many tshuvas and achronim about why it is that people don't do this mitzvah anymore. It's a mitzvah in the Torah. People take lulav, people put on tefillin, people people eat matzah, why do people not do the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah? So the pashut answer is because taking lulav cost $30, $40, $50, whatever. Taking writing a Sefer Torah cost $30,000, so it's a little more So it's a little more expensive to write a Sefer Torah. So, but anyway, but if everyone was trained to write and knew how to write their own Sefer Torah and can kill the animal and shech the animal, make the cloth and do it all themselves, so everyone should be able to write a Sefer Torah. So everyone had their own Sefer Torah. They were maybe the Shaila Zariah has a discussion of why it is that we don't do the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah anymore. The Rush already has a famous comment that we're mekayim this mitzvah by buying svarim. That the whole purpose of Ksiva Sefer Torah was just so that we could have what to learn from. So we buy svarim and we have what to learn from. But pashtus is that's very difficult to understand because that's being dorish taima dekra in terms of why we have this mitzvah. But anyway, so they all bring out their Sefer Torah. The koribo kidei laharus chazusa l'rabim. And they read from it in order to show it's how beautiful the Sefer Torah is. They show it off to everybody. Rashi points out, Laharos noyo shel Sefer Torah v'teferes ba'aleh shetorach lisnos b'mitzvah, that they show the beauty of the Sefer Torah and the glory of the owner of the Sefer Torah who worked so hard in order to have such a nice mitzvah. Shenemar zeh keli vanveu hisnol fun of the mitzvos luv na Sefer Torah na v'klaf na v'diona v'lav l'ruman u'me'er v'yom k'mor m'v'yom sham. So Rashi says that's the kiyum of what the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos, that Zekeli van Vehu tells us that we should do Hidur Mitzvah. Hidur Mitzvah means have a very beautiful Chefetz Shel Mitzvah, including a very beautiful Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah should have a beautiful link, a beautiful cloth, and all of the rest. So that's the Laharos Chazuso L'Rabim. They would show everyone how beautiful the Sefer Torah is. So the Achronim, Rav Sturmbach points out in his Tshuvas, in Chelek Aleph Siman Shin Pei Tes, in Tshuvas Van Hagos, that from Rashi you see that it's mutter and even a mitzvah to be misna'el lefnei acherim in mitzvos that you have done, meaning to show off mitzvos. If you did a mitzvah really well and you did a mitzvah in a beautiful way, don't try to keep it so private. Make that a public spectacle. Let everybody see that. So it sounds like that's a kiyum of Zekeli Vanveu. He just points out that l'chora that seems to be against the Ramah. The Ramah in Yerideus in Reish Mem Tes writes that if a person is mefarsim that he was also tzedakah, that he gave tzedakah, so he loses out part of the schar of the mitzvah when he's mefarsim that he gave tzedakah. So it sounds like you should be a little more private about how a person does mitzvahs. So pashtus is that the chiluk is very simple. When your mitzvah is going to inspire others to want to set a high standard and to want to live up to that standard, so good. So then you should make it public, even though it's uncomfortable to make it public, but we try to inspire other people. But when it's not going to inspire other people, it's just about your own kavod that everyone's going to respect you. So then, a person shouldn't publicize mitzvahs in that way. That's what in Nosi Kelim and the Shulchan Aruch they talk about buying things for a shul and putting your name on it. Shulchan Aruch itself, I think, talks about how you have a right to put your name on things for a shul, and it's a good thing to do when you donate something. People should see that someone donated, that didn't just sprout in the up in the shul. That someone had to pay money for it, and someone donated, and it will inspire them to hopefully want to do the same. In the Tshuva Me'ava was a Talmud of the Nodeb Yehuda, so he says that he asked the Nodeb Yehuda why the Rambam leaves this minhag out. He doesn't mention this minhag of everyone bringing their own sefer Torah. So the Nodeb Yehuda answered that the Rambam doesn't write every minhag. He's going to hack to write every single minhag Yisrael. He doesn't write down every minhag. He writes all the halachas, but not every minhag. So Tshuva Me'ava says he was very unsatisfied with that answer because the Rambam in Hilchos Lulav, Perek Zayin, Halacha Chav Dalid, does quote the minhag that the Gemara in Sukkah talks about, that they would be Yotzi the Beis HaKnesses, Lulavayim B'yadayim, and then they would go to Anshe Yerushalayim. They would have this minhag that wherever they would go, they'd be Mevakar Cholim Lulavayim B'yadayim. They'd carry their lulav with them all day long. The Ram quotes that minhag, so why wouldn't he quote this minhag? So the Rav Eliyashiv in his Ha'aros points out that there's a difference, that when it comes to Lulavayim B'yadayim, the fact that they had a minhag, that they had lulav, that was a kiyum mitzvah every single moment, because the mitzvah is l'kachtam l'chem, so it's not just a mitzvah for one moment and then it's over. So long as they continue to hold the lulav, it's still a kiyum mitzvah. So Rav Shechter pointed out b'shem Rav Soloveitchik that every minhag has some sort of kiyum. There's no stam minhag because it's a nice thing to do. Judaism doesn't believe in empty ceremonies. There's got to be some sort of kiyum. So there's a kiyum to carry carry around the lulav all day long. But when it comes to the harus chazusa l'rabim, it wasn't a kiyum mitzvah. It was a nice thing to show the Sefer Torah, to show that they did do hidur mitzvah at one point by writing a beautiful Sefer Torah, but the actual bringing of the Sefer Torah was not actually a kiyum mitzvah. You also see from this Rashi, the Achronim point out, I think my brother points out in his Sefer Nesiach V'chukecha, you see from this Rashi a different type of hidur mitzvah. Hidur mitzvah is pashtus, normal hidur mitzvah is what Rashi talks about in the second part of Rashi, where you have a nice cheftza shel mitzvah, you have a nice Sefer Torah, you have a nice lulav, you have a nice sukkah. The cheftza shel mitzvah should be a nice mitzvah. Sometimes we have hidur mitzvah in the maisa mitzvah. The Rashbam in the beginning of the 10th parak of Pesachim says that if a person, the reason the Mishnah says a person shouldn't eat on Erev Pesach is so that he could be hungry for the matzah, and that's going to be a hidur mitzvah. Why is it a hidur mitzvah to be hungry for the matzah? Because mistama, the way a person eats when he's hungry is different than the way a person eats when he's not hungry. So you want him to be hungry for the matzah, because that's going to be a hidur mitzvah in the maisa mitzvah. The matzah is the same cheftza, it's not going to change whether you're hungry or not, but in the maisa mitzvah it's a hidur. What we see over here is a different type of hidur, that it's a hidur mitzvah in the effort of the mitzvah. Rashi says, "Laharos noyush shel sefer Torah v'tiferes ba'ala shetorach liyisnaos b'mitzvah." He emphasizes the tircha, so it comes out a different type of hidur, that maybe there's a hidur in the tircha one goes through for a mitzvah. So two people could have an esrog of the same level of hidur. One guy sent his kid to go buy it for him, and the other one spent hours looking at, or I don't know if it's advisable to spend so many hours, but he spent a long time looking through so many different esrogim. So the one who spent a long time, maybe that's a greater kiyum of hidur mitzvah because of the tircha that's involved. Haro Kohen Gadol, Lo Mneshen Rashi. The Mishnah had said that the person who sees the Kohen Gadol in the Kohen Gadol reading is not also going to see the burning of the Parvus Sayer, of the carcasses of the Parvus Sayer, because they happen simultaneously. So he said, Lo Mneshen Rashi. It's not because you're not allowed to see them, the Mishnah had said, at the same time, it's just that they happen simultaneously. So it says, Mar Pshita. Of course, it's not because Mneshen Rashi. Of course, it's that's the reason. So Mal Detem Kud Reish Lakish. Dom Reish Lakish, Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvos. Now, one might have thought, like Reish Lakish says, that ein ma'avirin ala mitzvos, and therefore you might think it's ein rashi, that if you happen to be in the Ezra's Nashim when the Kohen Gadol is reading, you're not allowed to leave to go see the Parvus Sayer, because ein ma'avirin ala mitzvos, you can't pass up a mitzvah that's right in front of you. Oh, my mitzvah, what mitzvah is there? It's the Kohen Gadol's mitzvah to sit and read. Why is this even a discussion of ein ma'avirin ala mitzvos? Says the Gemara, Baravam Hadras Melech. No, it's a mitzvah of Baravam Hadras Melech to create a sense of a crowd while the Kohen Gadol is reading. So come Ashmalan, that you're allowed to be Mavir on that mitzvah l'chora. Why? Says Rashi, Delav Ma'avir hu Me'achar Sheinu Asuk Ba. You're not doing that mitzvah, so it's not a mitzvah that you're osek in, and therefore it's not a violation of being Mavir ala mitzvahs. But typically speaking, in Mavir and El Mitzvahs, one is not allowed to pass up a mitzvah. But we do see that there is this concept of Baravam Hadras Melech by being there when the Kohen Gadol reads. We find three different types of Baravam Hadras Melech in Shas. Baravam Hadras Melech is a halachic concept. A lot of times people think Baravam Hadras Melech is a joke, that it's, who cares, Baravam Hadras Melech. No, it's a serious concept. I spoke to Talmud Chacham recently. I said that I was thinking about writing up an article on the topic of making house minyan. The topic was on my mind recently. So the person said, what's the issue other than Baravam Hadras Melech? What other issue is there besides? So first of all, there are like five other issues. But aside from that, what do you mean? It's just Baravam Hadras Melech? That's not just. Baravam Hadras Melech is a serious thing. Comes up all over Shas. So one type of Baravam Hadras Melech is like we have in Pesachim Daf Samach Dalid and Yuma Daf Chavav we had earlier, where you have many people each contributing a small part to a single mitzvah. Passing the dam of the Korban Pesach, one guy to the next guy to the next guy. So everybody's involved in the halacha sadam. Everybody's doing something. So that's a Baravam Hadras Melech, where everybody is participating. So a question, Sukkah Daf Nun Beis, the Gemara talks about one very strong Kohen who was able to schlep up many parts of the Korbanos at one time and was still walk in a normal way. So it sounds like you don't have to dafka divide it up into amongst many people, but it's at least a kiyum of Baravam Hadras Melech. And the second type of Baravam Hadras Melech is where each person is doing the entire mitzvah individually, they just happen to be standing in a large group. The Havas Bikurim. Everyone, they make a big parade. Everyone's bringing their bikurim. Everybody's doing the mitzvah, and they should do it together. When they're doing the mitzvah, let everybody do the mitzvah together. That's the second type of Barav Amhadras Melech, and that's what the Magen Avraham and Simon Sadi Sivkat and Tezvav says you should daven in a shul, even if you have a minion in your house, because Barav Amhadras Melech, everybody's going to be doing the mitzvah, but you do the mitzvah in a larger crowd, that's a better way to do the mitzvah. Magen Avraham Tafresh Sadi says that's why Dafkalein Megillah in the largest possible crowd, because of Barav Amhadras Melech. And then there's a third type of Barav Amhadras Melech, that a large group stands and watches as somebody else does the mitzvah. That's create that sense of a crowd watching someone do a mitzvah, and that's our Barav Amhadras Melech. Chaim Gadol's doing the mitzvah, no one else doing anything. Everyone's just standing there and watching. But that's considered also a lesser level of Barav Amhadras Melech. It's you wouldn't apply Ein Mavirin al mitzvahs to it, our Gemara says, but it's still a form of Barav Amhadras Melech. Okay, now the Mishnah. Im bebigdei butz kore kiddush yod v'raglav, if he was wearing his own, if he happened to have been wearing the Big Day Kuhuna while he was Kare, in the last mission we said that was optional, he could wear his own clothing or the Big Day Kuhuna. So when he changes out of it, if he happened to have been wearing the Big Day Kuhuna, he needs to do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Pashat, he takes off the clothing, Yarad V'Tavel, goes to the mikvah, Olav V'Nestapeg, comes out and dries up, V'Yaviyu Lo Big Day Zav, and they bring him the Big Day Zav, V'Lavash, and he puts him on, V'Kiddush Yad V'Raglayim, wash his hands again, V'Yatzav Asa, Sayala V'Sayala Am. Then he brings his own ayil and the ayil of the nation, V'Shivach Kvasim Timim b'nei Shana, and the seven kvasim, divrei Rabbi Elazar. That's Rabbi Elazar's opinion. Rabbi Akiva Omer, and that's an incomplete statement of what he does through the rest of the day. The Gemara will point out how we fill in the blanks, the other kabbalas he had to bring. Rabbi Akiva Omer, im tamid shel shachar are you craving? They would bring it with the tamid shel shachar. They would bring these different animals with the tamid shel shachar. Upara ola v'sira nasa b'chutz, how you craving in tamid shel ben arbayim? The para ola and the sira nasa b'chutz would be brought together with the tamid shel ben arbayim. Kiddush yad v'raglav, then he would wash his hands again. Pasha, take off his clothing, yard v'tavel, go to the mikvah, v'alav v'stavi, come out and dry up. Hevilo, big day love, and put on the big day love, and v'lavash for kiddush yad v'raglav, and again, do a new kiddush yad v'raglav. Nichnas al tiyasakav v'samachta. Now he's wearing the big day love, and goes back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He left the shovel and the spoon there from the Ketores. So he's got to go get that back out. Kiddush yad v'raglav, then again he washes hands and feet. Pashat yared b'tavel olav v'nestapeg, goes to the mikveh, dries up. Hevilo big day zav v'lavash for kiddush yad v'raglav, puts on his big day zav, again washes up. V'nichmas lahatir k'torah shel bein arbayim lahatav v'saneros, and then he burns the k'torah shel bein arbayim on the Mizbeach HaKtores, and he's Metiv the Neros. So the Neros already been Metiv, he's Madlik the Neros, is what it really means over here. V'kiddush yad v'raglav, and again, he's going to have to change, so he's Mekadosh Yadayim V'Raglayim, Pashad Yard V'Tavol, and stop it, give you a little bit, perhaps, it's a Gersa question, Hevilo Big Day Atzmo, he then puts on his own begadim, Velavash Mulavanoso Ad Beso, and he wears his own clothing, and they accompany him to all the way to his house, Vyomtova Yaosa Lo'ovav, Bishal Shiyatsu L'Shalom, and he would make a special celebration for his Oavim at the time that he Bishal Shiyatsu L'Shalom Min HaKodesh, for coming out peacefully Min HaKodesh. There's a question whether this was a Rishus or a Chova. Some of the Achronim are not sure. They're medayik from the Rambam. The Rambam quotes the Mishnah that he would make this Yom Tov, but in the Seches Midos, where it says over there that Sanhedrin would be done, Kol Kohen V'Kohen, whether he has a Psul, and if they didn't find a Psul, he would make a Yom Tov that Shalom Nimtz a Psul, Bizarro Shal Aron. The Rambam doesn't quote the Yom Tov that he makes over there. So that's what some of the Achronim are medayik, maybe because the Rambam held this Yom Tov as a Din, and that Yom Tov was a Rishus. This one is a Chova, and that's a Rishus. So maybe it was a Chiyuv over here that he dafka had to make a Yom Tov on Motzai Yom Kippur. And the Meiri says, how did he prepare the Suda on Erev Yom Tov? Maybe he wasn't going to be Yetzi B'Shalom. It's a little overconfident to prepare the Suda in advance. So he says he wouldn't prepare a Suda Mamish. He would have a few things that people could find all the time around the house. He would just empty out his cabinets when people came over after Yom Tov, whatever he had around. Okay, so Yibaylu, Heichi Kamar. In the Mishnah at the beginning, we had this Machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva. So what exactly was Rabbi Akiva trying to tell us about the Parah Ola? Rabbi Akiva says that they would bring the seven kvasim with the tamid shel shachar. Then he mentions something about the par ha'ola and the sira nasa b'chutz. So how do we read it? So im tamid shel shachar are you craving uparol v'sira nasa b'chutz from tamid shel bein arbayim? Does he mean to say the seven kvasim are with the tamid shel shachar, the par ha'ola and the sira nasa b'chutz are together with the tamid shel bein arbayim? Odom lachli kamar. Maybe what he means to say is as follows: im tamid shel shachar are you craving uparol b'hadayu v'sira nasa b'chutz im tamid shel bein arbayim? Maybe the par ha'ola also is with the Tamar Shel Shachar, and the Sir Nasa Bechutz is with the Tamar Shel Ben Arba'im. V'sum, furthermore, Para Olo L'Rabbi Lazar, D'Shairi Emes Avodai. The mission never said what when Rabbi Lazar holds to bring the Para Olo. He just never mentioned the Para Olo at all. V'su, Ben Rabbi Lazar, Ben Rabbi Kiva, Emuri Chatas Emes Avodai. And neither of them mentioned what to do with the Emurim of the Par Visar that were collected in a bowl. Remember, they put them into a Magus, and it was to be Huktar later. Well, when did that get burnt? No one mentions it, because now we're at the end of the day already, so it has to have gotten done. So Amrava lo mishkachas la matkanta ela ol Rabbi Lazar de Tana de Beis Shmuel ol Rabbi Akiva kid Tosefta. The only way to really understand the opinions of Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Akiva is by looking at how Tana de Beis Shmuel quotes Rabbi Lazar and how the Tosefta quotes Rabbi Akiva, because they provide a much more complete picture. De Tana de Beis Shmuel Rabbi Lazar Omer Yatzav Asa Ayala ve'ela Am ve'emur echatas. Rabbi Lazar says he comes out, he does his own ayil, the ayil ha'am, and the emur echatas. So there's the emur echatas that he's burning. Aval para ol v'shivas kvasim v'sir hanasa b'chutz im tamid shel ben arba'im. So there's Rabbi Lazar accounting for the para ol also, that it's together with the tamid shel ben arba'im. Rabbi Akiva de Tosefta ma'hi. Where does Rabbi Akiva and the Tosefta provide a full picture? Detanya Rabbi Akiva omer para ol v'shivas kvasim im tamid shel shachar yikraven. The para ol and the seven kvasim were brought together with tamid shel shachar. Shneamar milvad ol sabokar asher liol satamid. That you see that it's brought together. The carbon musaf is brought together with the Tamid Shel Shachar and Pesach, so Mestam the same as on Yom Kippur. V'achar kach avodas hayom, then he does the Sir LaHashem and the par that he brings bifnim, the real avodas hayom, the ketores, the avodas hayom we spend so much time discussing. V'achar kach Sir Anasa B'chutz, then the Sir Anasa B'chutz, Shnemer Sir Yizim Echad Chatas Mulvad Chatas HaKippurim, V'achar kach Ayelo Ve'el Am, and then his own ram and the ram of the nation. V'achar kach Emuri Chatas, then he burns the Emurim and the Chatas. V'achar kach Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im, and then the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im. My time at the Rabbi Eliezer. What's the Svara for Rabbi Eliezer? Avid Kiddichsev. Why does Rabbi Eliezer say the Seder is the way he says it? Because he says you have to go in the order of the Psukim. Avid Bereshit the Torah's Kohanim. First we do everything that it says in Sefer Vayikra. V'hadar Avid Chumash Begudim. Then we do everything it says in Sefer Bamidbar. In order. Rabbi Akiva would say, no, Kiddichtani Taima. Milvad Olas HaBakar Shal Yolas HaTamid. It says that the Musaf is supposed to be brought together with the Tamid Shel Shachar. Alma Musafin and Tamid Shel Shachar Avid Luhu. So it says it by Pesach. So again, we make the assumption that the same is going to be true in Yom Kippur, that the Karbon Musaf of a given day should be brought together with the Tamid Shel Shachar of that day. V'Rabbi Eliezer, Hai Milvad Chatas HaKippurim, my Avid Lei. What does Rabbi Eliezer do with the phrase Milvad Chatas HaKippurim? Homi Baile Al Masha Zemechaper Zemechaper. He uses that to teach us what the Mishnah says at the beginning of Masechta Shavuos, that the Sira Nasa B'chutz is Mechaper for the same thing that the Sira Nasa B'fnim is Mechaper for, the Sira Pnimi is Mechaper for. They both relate to Tuma issues where there was some level of Yediyah, to Tuma issues in the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yehuda Amr Mishmo, Echad Karav im Tamid Shel Shachar, Veshisha im Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im. Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Akiva that of the seven kvasim, one of them is brought together with the Tamid Shel Shachar, the other six are brought together with the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im. Rabbi Shimon says in the name of Rabbi Akiva that you're right, we split up the seven kvasim, but you're wrong in how we split it up. Shisha Kraven im Tamid Shel Shachar, Ve'echad im Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im. Six of them are brought together with the Tamid Shel Shachar. Only one of them is brought together with the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im. So my time I would Rabbanan. So what's the reason for both of these opinions? Meaning both of these opinions make the assumption that we do split up these seven kvasim. Why? Why would we split up the seven kvasim? Why not just bring them all at once? So there is a logic, there is a basis for that. Trei Kroy Ksivi. There are two different psukim. Ksiv, Milvad Ola Saboker. On the one end, you have the pasuk of Milvad Ola Saboker, which makes it sound that it's supposed to be brought with the Tamid Shel Shachar. Uksiv, Yatza Va'asa Es Olaso. That makes it sound that it's supposed to be done with the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. So Hilkach Avid Minayu Hacha, Uminayu Hacha. So we do a little bit here and a little little bit there. It's got to be split. The seven klasim, some with the tamid shel shachar, some with the tamid shel bein arba'im. So b'maika mifli. So then, why would you say to do 1 and 6 versus 6 and 1? What is the nekudas hamachlokas over here? Why would we divide it in that way? So Rabbi Yehuda savar avid chad kiduchsiv milvad alas haboker. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you do 1 with the tamid shel shachar because you have to fulfill that idea of doing 1 of doing something with the tamid shel shachar, but v'hadra avid avodas hayom. Before you do any more of the kvasim, you need to get it straight into the avodas hayom. Because the avodas hayom, we're afraid the kohen gadol is going to be too weak to do the avodas hayom if he's already done 6 kvasim. So we want him to do just 1 keves, and then he'll do the avodas hayom, and he'll still have his strength for the avodas hayom. The avodas hayom is more important, as Rashi points out. Vuhu ikra kapara. That's the ikra kapara. So we need him to have his strength for that more than for the karbanos musaf, the different animals that he brings as the karban musaf on Yom Kippur. So just get 1 keves done in the morning and then do the avodas hayom. Rabbi Shimon Savar, no, kiven da aschil avod shisha dilma pasha. Once you start, do as many as you can, because we're always afraid that if you don't get something done right at the beginning, you're going to be he's going to be poshaya and he's not going to end up doing the rest of it. Dilgabi avodas hayom zarasu. But might he be poshaya in the avodas hayom if he doesn't get the avodas hayom underway? If we delay the avodas hayom while he's bringing these 6 different sheep, so shouldn't we worry that he's not going to do the avodas hayom? No, he's always going to be zaris about avodas hayom. He knows that's what he's there for. The avodas hayom is what it's all about. That's what he looks forward the whole year for. So we're not worried that he's going to forget to do the avodas hayom. But to kuli alam amias chad ayil hu. Everyone seems to agree that in terms of the ayil, there's only 1 ayil. When we went through the seder avoda over here, there was only 1 ayil. So keman, that assumes like a particular sheep in Tanaim, namely Karebi, like the Shita of Rebbe. Titania, Rebbe Omer, Ayel Echer Omer, Kanu Omer, B'chumash HaBikudim. The same Ayel that it says in Vayikra is the same Ayel it talks about in Bamidbar. Rabbi Lozer B'Shimon Omer, Shnei Eilim Hein, Echer Omer, Kan, V'Echer Omer, B'chumash HaBikudim. But Rabbi Lozer B'Shimon disagrees. He thinks there are 2 different rams. My time of the Rebbe, what's the reason for Rebbe assuming there's 1 Dechsiv Echad? Rabbi Lozer B'Shimon, my Echad Miyuchat Shabedro. He says, no, Echad means that it should be a really nice one. V'Rebbe Nafkalei Mimivchar Nidarecha. Rebbe learns that it should be a really nice one from the fact from Mivchar Nidarecha. You should always have nice karbanos. Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon, Chad Bechova, Lechad Benedava. That no, you need to be told that when you give a neder, when it's a nedava, that it should be very nice. But also by a karban chova, we have a chad to tell us that it has to be Miyuchat Shabedra as well. So tzrichi, we need 2 different sources to tell us that karbanos should be nice. 1 for a karban chova, 1 for a karban nedava. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we'll pick up the 2 dots tomorrow. Oh, yeah.